Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kim Allen. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Walton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Edler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Floyd Bannister. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Simpson moves to second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Otis reaches second base with a double. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to third for the out. Chalk moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cox for a passed ball. Chalk moves to third. Concepcion moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chalk tags and scores. Concepcion tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. McRae reaches second base with a double. Concepcion scores. Wilson scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Walton reaches second base with a double. Beniquez moves to third. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edler hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to third. Otis moves to second. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edler takes first base on ball 4. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion misplays the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Cox scores. Simpson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Royals. Ken Brett now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Jose Cardenal. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to third. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edler juggles the ball. That's an error on Edler. Hurdle scores. Way then moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Royals. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Willie Akins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Frank White now playing second base. Rance Mullinix now playing shorts. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milbourne pinch runs for Willie Horton. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein pinch hits for Jim Anderson. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Milbourne now playing shortstop. Tom Pachyorek now playing center field. Rick Anderson now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Edler. White moves to second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Dave Edler. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Naran pinch hits for Larry Cox. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Craig pinch hits for Kim Allen. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.